Welcome to KUOI News for Wednesday, November 30th. In news, Emily Izewa has a story about World AIDS Day. Allison Griffith covered the College of Engineering Capstone Project, and Aaron Wolf met with the marching band to learn about the robot they used in their most recent performance. In sports, Kevin Bingaman has an overview of the women's volleyball season, Stefan Wiebe has a feature on Vandal swimmer Paige Hunt, and Theo Lawson has an overview of Wednesday's men's basketball Battle of the Palouse. For the Argonaut editorial board, Kaysen Christensen has his view on the giving spirit of the holidays. Finally in RAR, Britt Kaiser has your weekend horoscopes. But first in news, here's Emily Izewa.
World AIDS Day on December 1st has been celebrated at the University of Idaho all this week, with testing all day today in the Whitewater Room in the Idaho Commons. The purpose of this event is to raise awareness of HIV and AIDS, said coordinator of the LGBTQA office, Julia Keller. In our culture today, people think that because of medicine and modern medical advancement, HIV and AIDS is no longer a problem in today's society, she said. There are three major events happening to celebrate World AIDS Day. Wednesday and Thursday, red ribbon cookies were sold for $1 in the Commons, a showing of the movie Philadelphia on Thursday, and free HIV and AIDS testing in the Commons today. Vox, Voice for Planned Parenthood, focuses on comprehensive sex education, reproductive legislature issues, and to keep you safe and healthy, said President and Coordinator of UI Vox, Erica Newman. Newman said the cost of the cookies was donated by the Woman Center, meaning that 100% of the money made from the cookies will go to Inland Oasis to help support those with HIV and AIDS in Moscow community. While selling the red ribbon cookies, Vox was also promoting the free HIV and AIDS testing, she said. It is really exciting to have this opportunity that won't take up very much time, but is still very important, brought to campus, she said. Red ribbons were also handed out during the selling of the cookies, Keller said, in remembrance of those who have passed from HIV and AIDS, and to show that it is still a major issue. Getting tested is a good way to learn about HIV and AIDS and to learn how to keep yourself safe, she said. Keller said last year it was a very popular event, so it is recommended to get there early to sign up for a time to get tested. People don't realize how big of a deal this is, she said. These events are here to teach students about the HIV and AIDS pandemic and how it has affected America's history. Learn the risk factors and how to keep yourself healthy in your sexuality and all over health. Where to protect yourself on and off campus, she said. For KUOI News, this is Emily Izewa.
Now in news, here's Allison Griffith.
The College of Engineering at University of Idaho prides itself on the amount of opportunity its students have to gain hands-on experience, said Larry Stauffer, Dean of the College of Engineering. He said that one of the main ways students get experience is through their final year capstone projects. It integrates all you learned into a single project and pulls all of the knowledge and skills that you have learned together, Stauffer said. He said it is the college's most formal form of hands-on experience and is like actually working for a company. He said that they design the project, build prototypes, and also test projects, making the students get real-world experience. It is the capstone projects that has recently been recognized by the National Academy of Engineering and Advanced Micro Devices Incorporated, a semiconductor design innovator for computer devices. AMD sponsored the report, Infusing Real-World Experiences into Engineering Education, put out by the NAE. The report recognizes 29 undergraduate engineering programs that incorporates real-world applications into their education. The report states that UI's capstone project helps to use current best practices, develop teamwork and communication, and increase the collaboration between colleges and the industry. Dylan Ermgeiner, a sophomore in the chemical engineering program, speaks about the scholars program and the capstone program at the University of Idaho. Stauffer said that the hands-on opportunities that UI offers give students the skills and understanding they need to be prepared for the real world of engineering. For KUOI News, this is Allison Griffith.
Here's Aaron Wolf with a story about the unlikely team comprised of the marching band and the engineering department and an impressive project they completed for the marching band's final 2012 performance.
Spectators have witnessed multiple performances by the University of Idaho Marching Band with the addition of a robotic drum set that mimics percussionist Matt Schaefer's every move. The robot consists of a conventional drum set with three legs attached. A basketball is connected to each leg to stabilize the drum cart and promote movement. The drum set is equipped with internal machinery constructed by the engineering department to move with the beat and 30 powerful LED lights with the help of the computer science team as well. When it came to adapting to the new technology, Schaefer said that he had to learn quickly, not knowing he would play the robot until about a week before the San Jose State game on November 3rd. Overseeing the engineering team's work, Professor Odom said it appeared challenging for the team to perfect the sensing device to detect the drummer's movements and making the robot lightweight. Engineering team member Chris Olinger said he looked at the project as his final real engineering experience because it had the real-world consequences aside from poor grade. Engineering team member Chris Olinger said he looked at the project as his first real engineering experience because it had real-world consequences aside from a poor grade. Olinger said he was impressed with how the performances went with the robot, but they were not without their challenges along the way. Olinger said the biggest challenge was knowing his work would be exposed to such a large audience. The computer science department became involved with the project as well after Martin said he was introduced to computer science professor Bob Rinker. Rinker said the computer science department expanded on the software utilized to power LED lights for the Theopolis Tower music display that many students have recently witnessed. Rinker said he thinks the robot drum cart itself is impressive, and this just adds a little sparkle to the whole project. Band director of athletic performances Spencer Martin gave a lot of credit to his trombone player Josh Armstrong. Martin said Armstrong played a major role in not only the performance, but also designing the Tower Light Show music synchronization.
For KUOI News, that was Aaron Wolf. Now in sports, here's Kevin Bingaman with an overview of the 2012 volleyball season.
This season was one of the best the Vandal volleyball team has seen in recent years, after Idaho advanced to the WAC championship match for the first time. Now the Vandals will have to reload after six of the players from last year's squad are graduating. The Vandals got past Texas State and Texas Arlington to make it to the title match, only to lose to New Mexico State in four sets. Idaho coach Debbie Buchanan knew coming into the season that her team had an opportunity to win it all, but says she's still proud of the way her team fought. Idaho finished the season with a record of 17-14, the largest win total since 2008. Along the way, the Vandals played a number of tough opponents, especially in the preseason when the Vandals faced some of the top-ranked teams in the nation. Idaho may not have won many of those early matches, but Buchanan said it was a maturing experience that helped her team the rest of the year, especially in the WAC semifinal match when the Vandals battled from being down 11-14 to win the fifth set and advance. This year's squad was a senior-heavy team, and now the coaching staff will have the task of replacing the six graduating seniors. Buchanan said it's tough to do, especially when they thought they'd have Allison Baker around for another season. Baker decided not to claim her redshirt season in order to pursue other interests. It was a senior squad that had vast experience and propelled Idaho to its highest finish in the WAC since joining. Despite the loss of six players, Buchanan said she's optimistic with what she has coming back next season, but said it may take a while for them to get going. Buchanan said there'll be a learning curve for the young squad, but said she hopes to add some experience and talent in her recruiting class. The Vandals won't be back in action until the spring when they start practice and scrimmages. For KUI News, I'm Kevin Bingaman.
Now here's Stefan Wiebe with a feature on record-breaking diver Paige Hunt.
Flips, twists, and somersaults have always been a part of Paige Hunt's life. Idaho's record-breaking diver started diving 7 years ago as a sophomore in high school. Before that, she did gymnastics. In 3 years as a Vandal thus far, Hunt has broken all three Idaho diving records. Hunt already had several Idaho records coming into the season, but she wasn't satisfied. She broke all three Idaho diving records again on Friday, November 16th to Sunday, November 18th at the huge Houston Invitational. The junior from Mesa, Arizona broke the 3-meter diving record with 316.9 points, the platform diving record with 220.1 points, and the 1-meter diving record with 286.4 points over the span of 3 days. Hunt said the Houston meet is her favorite Vandal moment so far. The records are broken, but Hunt has potential for even greater accomplishments. Hunt said her major goal is to make it to the NCAA National Championships. She said she also hopes to participate in the Olympic trials for the 2016 Summer Olympics. She will have 2 years after college to train for the trials. Hunt's coach, Chelsea Oates, said she knew she had an outstanding diver from the moment she joined the program. Oates said Hunt's combination of natural talent and hard work helped make her such a dominant diver. Hunt's dedication to diving goes back to high school in Mesa, Arizona, where she competed for both Mountain View High School and the Sun Devil Divers Club simultaneously. Her talent got the attention of then-Idaho diving coach Nico Dahlman and Hunt accepted an offer to visit the University of Idaho. Hunt attended Mesa Community College for 1 year as she nursed an injury before joining the Vandals in 2010, where she made an immediate impact on the team. She broke the 1 meter record, established a score on the platform dive, and qualified for the prestigious zone competition in her first year. With a year and a half to go in her collegiate career, Hunt has potential for a bright future as a Vandal diver and beyond. For KUI News, I'm Stefan Wiebe.
Finally in sports, here's Theo Lawson.
The Vandals may have solved the second half bug, but even that wasn't enough to overcome Palouse rival Washington State in a 64-55 loss Wednesday on Friel Court at Beasley Coliseum. Including Wednesday's contest, the teams have met a total of 268 times, but under Don Verlin, the Vandals, 1-4, have yet to best the Cougars, 4-3, despite a number of narrow losses. The 9-point defeat Wednesday was no exception to that, and looked to have the makings of last season's thriller when former Cougar Reggie Moore sunk Idaho with the buzzer beater. WSU needed no such magic this time around, and it was 6'10" forward DJ Shelton who had Cougar students on their feet when the sophomore transfer drained a 3-pointer as the shot clock wound down. Shelton's tray extended the Cougar lead to 5 points, after Idaho scrapped together a 13-2 run to make it a 2-point game with 3 minutes remaining in the second half.
You know, going into the game, you got to give them a little something, and I didn't think DJ Shelton could beat us from three, but he did tonight. That was obviously a huge shot. I think we had got it back to 53-51 with, what, about three and a half to go, something like that. And he hit a big shot. You got to give them credit. I didn't think we got the stops we needed to in the second half, especially down the stretch.
A much better second-half effort from the visitors was still in effect, though, especially after Idaho surrendered a 47-41 lead against New Mexico at the Pit exactly 1 week ago. The Vandals, once again, were unable to use guard Antoine Scott, who was unavailable after it had been reported that he had returned to the squad following a 4-week stint that saw him return to his home state of Texas for a family illness. Verlin said Scott's status on the team has yet to be determined. More influential than the absence of Scott may have been the presence of 2011-2012 Pac-12 leading scorer Brock Modum, who didn't shy away from the heavily anticipated matchup with Kyle Barone, Idaho's preseason first-team All-WAC center. Modum's game-high 26 points came on 11 of 12 shooting, while the Brisbane, Australia native pulled down an additional 9 rebounds.
All the guards and also DJ have proven their threat, so it's hard to double off that. I think I was comfortable playing like that, and if they did double-team, I was comfortable like that too, because once there's two guys going one player, that leaves another open. So I'm happy that our guards have proven that they can stroke it from the perimeter.
Idaho will take the floor of the Cowan Spectrum for the first time this season Saturday when they host the UC Davis Aggies. For KUI News, I'm Theo Lawson.
For the Argonaut Editorial Board, here's Kason Christensen.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, opportunities for service and donations multiply. In the Palouse Empire Mall and other places around Moscow, giving trees and toys for tots boxes encourage community members to be charitable. Shortly after school starts in the spring, a food bank on the University of Idaho campus will allow students greater access to food in times of need, but it will also provide a greater responsibility for students to keep it running. Vandals have a history of food donations. In 2010, Idaho held a Beat BSU food drive the week of the rivalry game. Though the football contest went south, Idaho dominated the food drive, raising 34,500 pounds to Boise State's 623 pounds of food. Although popular knowledge gives him a bad name, don't be afraid to follow the example of Ebenezer Scrooge. In the beginning of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, Scrooge was a crotchety miser who only grudgingly allowed his employees Christmas Day off. After the visits of the three ghosts, revealing to Scrooge how his selfish ways have hurt the people around him, Scrooge's magnanimity manifests itself as he gives gifts to his abused, underpaid clerk, Bob Cratchit, and others. During the last ghostly visit, Scrooge promises, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it there all the year." Dickens wrote, "He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as this good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the whole world." The lesson of A Christmas Carol is expressed in the closing paragraph, and it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that truly be said of us and all of us. Dickens made it clear that Scrooge kept Christmas alive by giving of his vast wealth to the poor and needy. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, don't confine the giving spirit to the holidays. Carry it with you every day. After all, stomachs go hungry in July just as much as they do in December. For KUOI News, I'm Kason Christensen.
Finally on today's show, here's Britt Kaiser with your weekend horoscopes.
Finals are right around the corner. It's time to stop watching full seasons of Breaking Bad in one night and time to start studying. You're almost done with the semester. You can do it. Capricorn. It's payday. Do something generous and buy a beverage for the person in front of you at One World Cafe. Aquarius. You're broke as a joke and the holidays are right around the corner. You have two options. Take that set of pots down to Main Street to play some tunes for cash, or start making some epic homemade gifts. Pisces. Get some rest. The 5-foot pile of laundry and overflow of dishes can wait. Aries. It's time to get an umbrella. You're well aware of the weather ahead, just don't open it indoors. Taurus. Consider hitting up the rec. Let's face it, you practically ate the whole bird on Thanksgiving. Time to prepare for round two, Christmas. Gemini. With only a few weeks left in the semester, you can't afford to sleep through your alarm anymore. Time to invest in a rooster. Cancer. Take a trip to the Humane Society of the Palouse. Don't feel guilty when you come home with an 8-week-old mewing tabby cat. Leo. Stop telling yourself C's get degrees and start making more of an effort to study for the last big exam. You're brilliant. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Virgo. Start mustering up your wish list. Mom will need a lot of time to search for your long list of far-fetched desires. Libra. Don't be afraid to say what's on your mind. The fact that Christmas music is already playing everywhere, we hate it too. Scorpio. You best be getting down to the mall to start shopping. Avoid Santa at all costs. For KUOI News and on behalf of Molly Spencer, I'm Britt Kaiser.
This has been KUOI News for November 30th. KUOI News is the official news broadcast of the Argonaut, so be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30 and 3:30 on KUOI FM 89.3. You can also listen online at KUOI.org and UIArgonaut.com. For KUOI News, I'm Caitlin Krasselt.